call, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for any of the coaches, we'll get those questions in as quickly as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations on the big win, 37-20 over Virginia on Saturday. Give me your impressions on the game.
Well, it was a complete team effort. I really thought that we played a complete football game. Felt like we really won all three phases, you know, offensively, defensively, and then in the kicking game. Gets our season off to a really fast start. Excited about that. I think we picked up a little bit from where we left off at the end of last season. We were playing pretty good there late in the year. I thought our team really played well throughout the entire game. I thought we responded, you know, when the game started to get tight and they were gaining some momentum in the football game. And I thought we were at our best in the biggest moments of the game. We were really good on third down. We were good in the red zone. We kicked the ball really well. We executed really well. I thought we played fast. I thought we played physical. And I thought we played a smart football game. It's got to clean up a number of things. I think penalties is certainly one of them. We hit 8 for 70 yards, and they killed a couple of drives for us offensively and took some points off the board. And then Virginia did not have a penalty in the entire game. So we got to certainly do some work there with that. And we're excited to be at home this week. I've got Norfolk State coming in here, and just excited to move on to next week.
I know it's game one of a long season, but getting a victory like that over an ACC team on the road, what does the victory mean for your program?
Well, you know, I think it's something that I'll assess more at the end of the year. I mean, right now it's one. I tell my kids every year, you need 8. We got 1 right now. You need 8 to get in this tournament, get into the postseason. We've got 1. It's a good one. It's a signature one for us. I think we're trying to quickly shift our thinking into next week so we can continue to play at a high level, and we're certainly excited about being back at home.
Got a media question for you in queue, if you'll get that for us, Erica.
Yes, your question is from John O'Connor from Richmond Times.
Coach, there's a lot of speculation on how two new coordinators might impact your operation. How do you think it went after 1 week?
Well, it went extraordinarily well. I met with John and Chris Friday before the bus left. I kind of have it on my schedule that I get together with the coordinators in advance of the actual trip or the team meeting for that Friday schedule. And you know, I told them both how fortunate and how blessed I am to have them both here. They're both extraordinary. They're the right personality, they're the right person, and their wealth of knowledge is outstanding, and their experience is outstanding. There's so many variables that go into building a program and then sustaining a program. Obviously, players, you know, you got to be able to evaluate, recruit, and develop talent. But you also have to be on top of all the in the office developing of your staff and the dynamics within all of that. And I think John and Chris allow us to be the best version of us that we can possibly be, you know, which is exciting. You know, we'll see kind of where it goes. But certainly off to a great start, and they were extremely excited to contribute the way they did, and they're very connected with our student athletes at a really deep level, and I'm excited to see that. I love to see the joy in their eyes and the emotion that they all both had here Saturday in the locker room after the game.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Danny, talk about some of the outstanding individual performances, and start with your quarterback, Kyle Ouellette, who was the CAA Offensive Player of the Week, 24-35. 337 yards, 3 touchdowns, got a variety of receivers involved. Talk about what you saw from him.
Well, I saw a lot of poise. You know, it was, you know, a year ago he got his first start, and he was kind of learning an offense and was trying to gain experience and confidence along the way. You know, we had a few moments last year up at Maryland, but we certainly didn't play anywhere near well enough to win a football game, didn't have any consistency. Kyle had great resolve yesterday, great purpose and focus, and really good execution. He didn't have great execution, you know, but he had really good execution. I think there's a number of things that he knows he can and he will do better. But he was big in the big moments, and you know, they felt like they could play us a certain way, and we were able to show them early on that they can't play us that way. And I think it was Kyle's ability to distribute the ball, you know, receiver's ability to shake free, that forced Virginia to kind of really change their plan moving forward. And once they started to do that, I think we had them on their heels. And we had enough variety in what we were doing formationally and run pass that we were able to keep them off balance. And then Kyle made the throws that he needed to make to move the sticks and get the shots down the field. You know, Brian Brown is an outstanding receiver, and I think we got, you know, three or four other guys that are really talented. Tyler Wilkins, Garrett Hudson, the tight end, Bevels, just to name a few. One of the biggest plays of the game was Dejon Brissett's catch on a goal ball, fade ball coming off our goal line that allowed us to not to have to punt off our goal line at the end of second quarter and shift the field position and help us end the half. So the young running backs ran well. Don't have a whole lot of experience there. Coach Woods is doing a great job with those guys. And then, you know, defensively, we were just solid. We were as solid as we could be. We tackled really well. For as little scrimmaging that we did this summer, and I mean I did an extraordinarily limited amount of scrimmaging, my defensive kids really did not live tackle this summer. But they were ready for the football game. And we did a few other things that, in place of live tackling, but all in all, it was a complete team effort. And usually in games like this where you play the BCS school, you get exposed a little bit in the kicking game. And, you know, with some of the other second teamers maybe filling roles in kickoff coverage and punt coverage and then the return game. But we were very, very solid in the kicking game. You know, it's a real complete victory, and we're hopeful to build on that as we head into this week.
I have another media question in queue for you, if you get that, Erica.
Yes, your question is from John O'Connor from Richmond Times.
Coach, I wanted to ask about that defensive effort, if I could, and what impact David Jones has on that, given where he plays sort of in the middle of the field, and what do you think of his pro prospects?
Well, I think he's a extraordinary person. He's a great, great young man and student athlete. You know, great character. He's just a solid human being. He's a gifted, gifted athlete. He's tall. He's long. He's fast. He can play the ball in the air, and he's physical. You know, he had a really solid game. I think he had six tackles, something like that. Didn't quite get his hands on the ball, you know, Saturday, but he was around the ball. And I think that, you know, people are very aware of where he is. And, you know, throwing the ball deep and high down the field is a little bit dangerous, you know, when he's back there roaming in the post. So I think there might be some moments where people might think a little bit about attacking some other areas of our defense and maybe working to match up on some different players, you know, with their personnel and emotions and substitutions and shifts and things like that. But he's kind of just a calm presence, you know, and my team was very calm, I thought, Saturday. And I liked that. You know, we had our moments of, you know, enthusiasm and all that, but we never really panicked. and we never really gave in. And I think it's guys like David with that mentality and demeanor that allow you to kind of stay firm to who you are. And I thought defensively, I was really, really proud of the effort. And, you know, they got two late scores, you know, and late in the game in the fourth quarter. So, and rushing defense was, you know, it's as good as we've done around here, you know. So I think we're off to a good start.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Danny, congratulations again on the win over Virginia. Good luck this Saturday against Norfolk State, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Thank you. You too.